hearing that they would like that chance to have an additional last opportunity to put something in writing. And since this council takes that very seriously, I would propose we keep the record open for 7 days and we set a time certain now for us to come back. The records would close after 7 days and we would come back for the sole purpose of deliberating.
Right, as actually we did just in the previous case this afternoon. So,
does that present any challenges in the timeline of the applicant? So what the proposal we're considering is that we would keep the record open for a week and then come back shortly thereafter for the purpose of rendering a decision.
So typically my experience in land uses is you keep the record open for 7 days for new information, and then we as the applicant have 7 days to rebut any new information. Are you proposing that or are you excluding that?
We're proposing to do what we did in the previous hearing, which is we've closed this hearing and we're going to give people a chance to respond to anything they've heard and to provide that response in writing to the council through the council clerk. We'll consider it in our decision.
So, Mr. Mayor, sorry to interrupt, but and I'm not sure what happened in the matter that was before you at 2 o'clock.
Hope we did that right.
Well, I'm sure you did. I can't really speak to that. But I do think it is important to. It's a little bit difficult because you can end up talking about a cycle that never stops, and I understand that concern. But there's the matter of say leaving the record open for additional evidence. And then the rebuttal opportunity that comes after that is important. And again, as Commissioner Fish said, perhaps this is an abundance of caution, and I understand the expediency issues, in my opinion, a little extra process and opportunity in these cases is never a bad thing.
Right. Okay.
So to the applicant, if we had a one-week extension for people to submit comments and a one-week period to rebut, and we came back shortly thereafter, would that adversely impact any timeline you're operating under?
No, we could work with that.
So, Mayor, that's what I would propose. 7-7, and then to get a time certain now, shortly after the 14 days for the purposes of deliberating.
I like that. Is that all right with the rest of the council? So let's look at the calendar, please, and set a date for the council's deliberations. Everyone needs to understand we're not going to continue the public hearing. We've completed the public hearing, but we're going to give anyone here or elsewhere in the community a chance that wants to provide written response or written testimony in addition to what's been provided here to send that to the council clerk. Copies will be made for everybody on the council. We'll review that and then give a chance for the applicant to rebut anything they choose to rebut. So that would be 2 weeks from today, right?
2 weeks from today would be May 7th.
What's the first, what's the next Wednesday, Carla?
The Wednesday.
After that?
After that is the 13th, and it's pretty booked already. And you're gone, Commissioner Fish, in the morning.
Can you fit us in the afternoon? What's it to?
IPR code change and a possible heritage trees.
Mayor, could we bump it? We've done this before.
Yeah.
Could we put it at 2?
Given what she's just described, that's not going to take all afternoon. So let's set it for some time that afternoon. So
we could do a 2 p.m. on the 13th.
2 p.m.? Okay.
For the final. And then you said the testimony closes on in a week would be April 30th.
And just to clarify, if I may interrupt again, 7 days from today is April 30th. So I think what we're talking about is having the first seven-day period expire at 5 p.m. on April 30th.
Right.
And then having another 7 day period for rebuttal evidence that would expire at 5 p.m. on May 7th. At that point, 5 p.m. on May 7th, the evidentiary record would be considered completed and closed.
Right. And then the council will deliberate and decide the case on the 13th.
Correct.
Okay. Everybody clear on that? If so, then we'll continue this hearing on that, sorry, continue this proceeding on that basis, and then we are adjourned.
Thank you.